Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Cue the Coffee podcast. So thank you so much for coming back. I know I didn't have an episode published last week. That's just because I was applying for jobs and spending my time making sure I was networking, talking to the right people, getting as many applications out there as I could, and just really trying to push to get some job interviews and stuff. And that definitely is a full-time job in itself. People are not lying when they say looking for a full-time job is a full-time job. And honestly, it's kind of hard work, if I'm being honest. So yeah, I definitely spent a lot of my time doing that last week. So I didn't have a lot of extra time to put towards Cue the Coffee and some podcast ideas. But I do have a couple of new good ideas going forward that I'm really excited about. I'm going to share them within the next couple of weeks. I think they're going to be really good episodes, so make sure to tune in and subscribe to hear those coming soon. But yeah, last week I also kind of just let myself feel really discouraged because I felt like nothing was really moving forward with some jobs that I was interested in or people I was talking to and stuff like that. And I let myself feel a lot more upset about it than I should have. And I know I complained a lot to my parents and my boyfriend last week about it, but I just kind of have to remember that things are going to work out the way that they're going to work out. And it's not like I'm not doing anything. I'm definitely trying. I'm putting myself out there, trying to get jobs, trying to do things all the right ways. So I'm just going to go in with a different mindset from like here on out, just knowing that things are going to work out and the universe ultimately has my back and I'm going to get a job and it's going to work out. So just trying to keep that in mind and not let myself get discouraged, because when I do, stuff that I'm also excited about, like Cue the Coffee, takes a toll because then I've spent my time moping instead of recording podcasts, which I really enjoy doing. So just kind of being real about all of that and like the job search update and everything. So kind of going into today's episode, since I've been doing all of this and going through some interviews and going through application processes and stuff, I've picked up a couple of things that I thought would be helpful for people out there who are in the same boat as me. Maybe you just graduated, maybe you're starting to look for a full-time job, maybe you're switching jobs and kind of forgot how to do the whole networking interviewing thing. I just wanted to share 5 tips that I've picked up since starting all of this and starting the real job search that I think would be helpful. And I'm kind of going to go at it more casually and just kind of not off the top of my head, but more just like, yeah, more casually, I guess. I do have a couple of notes written out, but just wanted to kind of talk about it while it's fresh. I actually just got home from a job interview like maybe 15 minutes ago. And if you follow my Instagram stories, you might kind of have already heard a little bit about it that didn't go the way I was hoping. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in depth in the rest of this episode. But yeah, so if you're looking for a job out of college, switching jobs, anything like that, I really hope this episode gives you some really helpful tips during your job interview and application process. And if you have any other tips or anything else that you would think that would be helpful for other people going through this, feel free to send me a direct message on Instagram. My handle is at q.the.coffee, and I'd love to share your responses to help other people out there and kind of just help everyone network and get the best job that they can. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy the episode and let's get into it. As always, before we hop into the main part of today's episode, I want to talk about one of my favorite finds from the week, and this is one of my favorite segments. I love talking about things I like, and I'm going to go pretty basic with this week's favorite and say it's my Hydro Flask. I've had a Hydro Flask since August. My boyfriend got it for me for my birthday. I have a hot pink one. I love it. It's super bright and pink. Pink is my favorite color, and it's 40 ounces, and I do have the straw lid with it. And one of my goals for the new year, like one of my things that I'm working on, is like nutrition and health and fitness and just feeling the best and trying to be as healthy as I can. And one of those things for me is drinking water. And I've never been good at drinking water, but I set a goal for myself this January. You might have heard it if you listened to my Power Sheets episode for January. I set a goal for myself to drink at least 2 hydro flasks of water a day, which is 80 ounces. So I have to say I've been doing pretty good on that. I have just really been learning the importance of hydrating your body, drinking enough water, doing all that kind of stuff. And I know it may seem super obvious, but now that I have that information kind of in my head from some books that I've been reading and things that I've been looking into, I just really am very conscious about drinking water. And I think my hydro flask definitely helped with that because it carries so much water and it keeps it super cold because I'm someone who likes to drink beverages that are super cold. So it definitely helps with the taste and kind of encourages me to drink more because I know it's going to taste good and be really refreshing. And another thing that I have really been loving to do with the hydro flask and my water is put lemon water in there, which is also super, super good for you. I feel like it's really helping my immune system as well because it does give me a lot of vitamin C straight from a natural fruit. So I think that's really good because I'm getting the nutrients from that lemon as well as the hydration from the lemon and the water mixed together. So I will squeeze 1 whole lemon into the 40 ounces of my hydro flask and yeah, I'll drink at least 1 like 40 ounces of lemon water a day, if not 2 or more. But yeah, it's been really good. So if you're having trouble drinking water, honestly, get a fun water bottle that you love to carry around and that's easy to drink out of, keeps your water cold, and play around with like different fruit and stuff. I personally love lemon water. That's my favorite. But if you're not too interested in citrusy or like lemon flavors, try other fruits or an orange or something like that, and it will really help you drink water. And that, like, the flavoring from the fruit isn't bad for you since it's from a natural fruit and you're going to be getting those nutrients as well. So there's my favorite find of the week and a little tip on hydration and fruit. So there you go. Okay, so now going into the main part of today's episode, and it is my 5 tips to use when you're applying for jobs and when you're in the middle of a job search. I hope that these are really helpful because I kind of tried to think out of the box a little bit and just talk about my general experiences that I've had recently and kind of apply it to a full-time job search. You can definitely use this if you're looking for a retail position or an internship as well. But just keep these in mind that this is just stuff that I've learned over the past couple of weeks. I've been applying to jobs since October. I've had a couple of interviews. I've had a couple of phone interviews, FaceTime interviews, stuff like that. So just some stuff that I've picked up on over the past couple of months. And I do have 5 tips, like I said. So the first one is to take advantage of all interviews. So it's easy to say no to interviews if you don't think you're interested in a job. I want to talk about the one that I just had today. So I applied for this job through LinkedIn, and it was something that I was just kind of like, I passively applied to it. Honestly, I was scrolling last night and I saw it and I was like, yeah, I'll apply to it. And it was one of those LinkedIn easy apply ones. So I sent in my application and they called me at 8:30 this morning and wanted me to come in the same day, like in the afternoon, for an interview. And I was like thinking to myself, like, this is really fast. I feel kind of uncomfortable with this. Like, I don't know. But I decided to take the interview because I wanted to learn more about the company and see what it was and see what was going on with it. And I also just think it's beneficial for me to go through those interviews because I learn so much going through interviews, whether it's a good or a bad experience. And honestly, if I hadn't had certain interviews before this experience, I feel like I would have had a completely different like opinion on this company. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to really go into too much detail about it. But basically, I went to the interview and I had all this stuff prepared and they didn't ask for any of it. Like, I had a copy of my references. I had a whole list of questions that I wrote down. Like, I really did my homework, and the guy basically kind of just talked at me the whole time. And I was like, okay, so like, I have questions, but like, when am I going to get to answer them? He never gave me a chance to ask questions. He kind of just like led me out of the office and whatever. And like, just the job description was something that I wasn't comfortable with. And I don't know. It was just a weird experience, and I'm just uncomfortable with it in general. And I talked to my friends about it. I talked to my boyfriend. We're all in agreement that it was a weird experience that I had today. So going forward with that, I do have this experience with the interview. I had it. I, you know, talked to the guy. I learned about this position, kind of realized it wasn't for me. And it's just something that I'm going to take going into my next interview, like what I'm looking for in a job, what I'm looking for in a company, like the overall company culture and stuff like that. So even though I didn't like the position necessarily, or it didn't seem like it was a good fit for me, I know that I at least gave it a chance and was able to learn something from this interview. So just kind of going off of that, just keep in mind that when you're going to interviews with companies for positions, whether that is full-time, part-time, internships, retail, you're interviewing that company as much as they're interviewing you. So yeah, you want to impress them. You want to make sure that you tell them of the good stuff that you did, you know, in other jobs, other internships, your college experience, whatever. Like, you want to definitely sell yourself because, you know, that's what you're there for. But also make sure that it's something that lines up with your values and what you're looking for. In today's case, it just did not. It was not something at all I was looking for. And I'm glad I have had enough experience and enough interviews prior to this and enough jobs like prior to this to recognize that and to realize, like, this is not something that I want for myself, not something that I'm looking for. And that's okay. So, yeah, like I've said before, even if you're not interested at the end of it, you still gained experience that you didn't have before, and you have some new tools like up in your head to use when you're going in for your next interview. So that is my first tip, just to take advantage of all interviews. And you never know, you could go into an interview too that you may not like on paper, but end up loving the company culture, loving the job, loving the description, loving the office space. So just take that time and go meet people in person. It's definitely a lot different than it is on LinkedIn or on paper. So that was my tip number one. Going off of that, my tip number two is don't be afraid to say no, and then trust your gut when you don't feel right for a job. So this is not the same interview I went to today, but I went to one last week, and it was a really great company. Great, you know, great people worked there. I love the office space. But when I was talking to the person about the potential job I was interviewing for, my head just kept saying, no. No, this is not you. You are not going to be happy here. You do not want to do this for your job. Like, you are just not going to be happy. Like, it was a great company and all that stuff, but it just was not the right fit for me. And going forward, you know, if they are to call me back about a job interview, I'm honestly going to turn it down. Like, going forward with like the second round of job interviews, I'm going to turn it down. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because why am I going to waste my time going through and interviewing with this company for this job that I know I don't like? Like, I actually left that interview and I texted my boyfriend, like, no, I don't want this job. Like, it was a good company, but it's not a good fit for me. So just kind of trust your gut, like when you're sitting there in an interview and if you're like, ooh, I don't like that, or ooh, I don't like those hours, or like, ooh, like, I don't know if I can see myself doing that. Like, if it's stuff that's like repeatedly, like one after the other, like you're just thinking like, no, 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 it's probably not the right fit for you. But, you know, keep an open mind if it's like, you know, you want to work a full-time job, but the hours are like 7 to 3 or like 10 to 6 or whatever it is, and it's like not exactly what you're looking for. Like, just keep an open mind if it's like little things like that. But if it's like big things like me, where I was going through and I was like, no, 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 like, just trust your gut and don't be afraid to say no. If they call you back and want you in for a job interview and you just know it's not something that you think is a good fit for you. So yeah, that is my second tip. My third tip is to network with everyone. So reach out on LinkedIn, network with people from college or organizations, people in your family, your extended family. This is something that I've really been trying to do over the past couple of weeks, because that's definitely important. I think when you get jobs, a big part of it is kind of who you know in a lot of situations. So I have a lot of I have older brothers and sisters, and they're married. So not only am I talking to my brothers and sisters who work at different organizations, but I am talking to their extended family too, which is nice because I've known them for a long time, all of them. So just kind of having that big network of family is really cool to have, and they know people too, so I've gotten in contact with people through them. I was also affiliated with a sorority in college, and that has a huge network. And you know, people, like, if you're in Greek life, like, just because you're not in the same, like, sorority or whatever, like, people are definitely more interested to talk to you if you were in, like, a like organization. So I know my brother has told me he wasn't in a fraternity, but his now wife was in a sorority, and he had told me before that he actually got one of his jobs through a connection in his wife's sorority, which was pretty cool. And actually, now that I think about it, my boyfriend just got a new job, and he got that job off of a recommendation from one of his fraternity brothers. So make sure, even if you're not in Greek life or weren't involved in Greek life and you were involved in a different kind of organization, make sure to keep those connections and reach out to them, because they're going to come in handy kind of when you least expect it. So networking is definitely key. My fourth tip is to always be prepared. So this means have resumes printed, kind of have a go-to outfit, make sure your socials like LinkedIn and Indeed or whatever are always updated and prepared. Make sure you have a list of references and that those references know that you're using them just in case a job decides to call. I think this is really important because I don't think this is really like a normal thing, but like today when I got the call at 8:30 in the morning and these people wanted me to come in for an interview at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, like, I kind of would have been screwed if I didn't have any of that prepared. Like, I definitely have a go-to outfit. I can share it on my Instagram stories at some point maybe, but I have a go-to outfit formula that I will go to when I have an interview that I know looks put together and looks good. I have a handful of my most current resumes printed out and in a folder and always in the bag that I take to my interviews. I'm constantly updating LinkedIn. LinkedIn is my favorite one. I have to be a little bit better about like Indeed, but I have all of that constantly updated. So I'm pretty much ready to go anytime anyone wants to do an interview with me. So make sure to always be prepared when you're in the like process and season of interviewing and applying to jobs. So yeah. And then my last tip is to, of course, have an organization system and a routine that works for you when it comes to interviews and applying for jobs. So I've talked about it before. I have it on my Instagram highlights. It's under like job tips or something, but I have a Google spreadsheet that I use to keep track of jobs that I have applied for. And in this spreadsheet, let me pull it up, I have everything recorded from the company name, the position that I applied for within that company, if it needs a resume or in a cover letter or both, the date that I applied so I can keep track of that, a slot for notes. So like if I go to an interview and don't like it, I can like write like, no thanks. Or if I really liked it, I can be like, hell yeah, I like this place. So I have a spot for notes, and then I have a little spot to record if I have the interview. And then lastly, a spot for the link for that job so I can go back and reference it if needed. And I have to say, it is so handy to come back to that because I can just visually see everything, like all the jobs that I've applied for and everything like that. It's just very, very helpful. And then also within that spreadsheet, I have different pages. So every time I get called in for an interview, I will do research for the position. So I'm going in prepared. And here I just will write what the position is, kind of about the position, and kind of connect it to some like experiences I've had through other jobs or organizations, my qualifications, and kind of write out stories about that so I can kind of pull it out of my head when I go in for the interview. And then I write down stuff about the company, just so I don't go in blind. And I think it's really, it makes a really good impact on the company when you go in and you know stuff about it already and they don't have to tell you, because that definitely shows that you are interested. And then I also write down additional notes and questions and questions that I want to ask them, and then questions that I find like through Glassdoor that are potential questions that they will ask you during the interview, so I can kind of prepare before I go in. And I do that for every single job interview that I have, and I just keep it on that initial job search spreadsheet that I have on my Google Docs, just so it's all together and in one place. So That is like one of the biggest organization systems I have for my job search. But I also have a folder, like I said, with updated resumes, some blank loose leaf paper and stuff like that that I keep in my tote bag that I bring to all my interviews. I made a new email, so it's professional and it's not my university email. And then I will go through and have like an interview prep routine, and then basically I will just go through and kind of do my research. I will talk out loud and like pretend that I'm actually like doing the interview, and like kind of pretend and like do my little story, like, hi, my name's Angela, I just graduated, I have a bachelor's in communications and advertising, I was part of Tri Sigma, I did this, I had an internship here. So just kind of practicing and like hearing myself say it out loud so I don't like stutter, because I definitely, when I get nervous, I have a tendency to like stutter a little bit or like kind of trip over my words. So I like hearing myself say it out loud. I'll lay out my outfit the night before, pack my bag the night before. So I just have a whole routine and organization system when it comes to applying for jobs. And yours doesn't have to look exactly like mine, but as long as you have some sort of system in place, that's really going to help you when you get called for an interview and you already are prepared before you go in. So yeah, those were my 5 tips. I feel like I kind of went through them pretty fast, but I had a fun time talking about them, and I'm glad that I had the time today to kind of sit down and share after going through all these interviews and all this stuff. So yeah, I hope this helps someone out there who is looking for a job. If you have any other tips, like I said, make sure to DM me on Instagram. I would love to talk about job searching and job applications and everything like that. I think it's really helpful to kind of talk with other people who are going through it. I've been talking to a lot of my friends who also recently graduated and just kind of their struggles and their tips. And it's nice to kind of go through it with someone else and not feel alone. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening to today's kind of shorter, quicker podcast. Like I said, I have a lot more stuff coming soon. I have a lot of ideas for new episodes that are coming up within the next couple of weeks. And yeah, some fun stuff coming to Etsy and all that stuff. So make sure to follow along on my Instagram. I update that very frequently. I try to post there every single day, Monday through Friday, to give you guys updates and everything like that. So my Instagram handle is again at q.the.coffee. And yeah, so thanks for listening today. I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good one. Bye.